This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour of the Good Day program and our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's the complimentary piece, complimentary hour, if you will, to the Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. There are two or three different things that are now being added together to give you a succinct overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, which is the country's foremost format. How do you like that, ladies? Pretty good alliteration, huh? The first and foremost format.
Sounds good.
Love alliteration.
All right. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Jennifer from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And Doug Steffen is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What a coincidence, huh? That I could be Doug Steffen and I could be on the program and work my magic with the two of you. Pretty cool.
Such a mind bend.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. All right. Okay. So, for the week, there are some things that seem to get repeated with regularity and some new things. Oftentimes I start with number one, we go through the list, and then we pick some of the things. I think that I really kind of want to spend, we've got three or four things here that are on everybody's mind, and Supreme Court activity certainly is one of them, and the developments that have taken place this week in the gun debate, which is actually number five with the Supreme Court. A couple of developments this week upending the terrain, I suppose, the manner of speaking, the discussion of guns and the gun debate. Supreme Court ruling striking down a New York state law that restricted people's ability to carry guns in public. I'm sure that, Jennifer, you've talked a lot about this on your morning program on KRLA.
Sure.
This week, because you like to talk about guns. I know you do. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's my favorite. My favorite subject. Fair.
Right, exactly. Guns. Ooh. All right. So anyway, this sort of flies. There was an Ohio decision I think we talked about last week, right, where it sort of upended some of the what one might consider common sense gun rules. So what's the essence of this one in New York?
This is really significant, actually, probably the biggest Second Amendment ruling that we've had in this country in decades, probably since the Heller case in the Supreme Court. And just to give you a little context, because there was referenced in the decision that was written by Justice Thomas in this particular decision, in Heller, and Antonin Scalia was the one who wrote the decision on that, it was determined that you have a right under the Second Amendment to protect your house and your family. What it didn't cover is what you have a right to when you leave your home. So how can you protect yourself with a firearm when you leave your home? And that was not covered by Heller. So that has allowed a lot of states, like the state that I live in, California, and the state of New York, a lot of cities, to come up with different laws. And so, for instance, in some parts of the country, you can have a concealed carry permit, or you're just allowed to carry your firearm as you see fit out in public. In California, in Los Angeles, forget about that. The sheriff of L.A. County has not offered sent out concealed carry permits in decades, basically. The new sheriff, a Democrat, just worth it since we know everything has a political impact now, is saying, you know what, crime is up. We can't get to you fast enough, so we're going to start authorizing those permits, but you have to give me a reason. In New York, they'll give you a concealed carry permit, but give them a reason. Right?
What's a reason? What would be a good reason?
Let's say I'm a public figure and I've been threatened and whatever, or I might be someone who carries around large sums of money back and forth to a bank, or, you know, you give them a reason about why you might need protection. Mm-hmm. And then they decide whether or not they grant you that concealed carry permit. Well, that's not really constitutional. Most Second Amendment advocates have already said that our rights shall not be infringed upon. That's the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed upon. And so the decision was made that you can't give a governing body the authority to determine whether or not you can carry a weapon. And so this has now really provided the avenue for places to hand out concealed carry permits without an excuse. I don't have to tell you why I need it. It's my right to have it, essentially.
Really? Okay. So that, and I noticed that after the announcement was made by the Supreme Court, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, said that all this is doing is opening up an additional river that feeds the sea of gun violence. And I can understand the concern, especially, and it seems it's so contrary to what else is in the public discourse, the discussion of what's going on in these schools and how to better, I don't know if they're, they're related, but are they,
Can I give you another way to look at it?
Please.
Because I actually think it's in complete complement to what's happening right now, and that is that in Uvalde, Texas, or in that grocery store, and in fact, we saw in the grocery store what slowed that gunman down was a guard who was able to engage with him with his own weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Pardoning targets, giving good guys guns, is going to stop bad guys, and it's going to deter bad guys. There is not a person out there who commits crimes with a concealed carry permit or who is a good-paying, responsible gun owner member of the NRA. These are people who are criminals that are committing these mass shootings, who plan and plot for months about what they want to do and how they're going to reach their notoriety or whatever their desire is. And so to allow more good people who are responsibly going through the process of having a gun, I think is actually going to keep us safer. So for Eric Adams to say it's going to be the Wild West, I don't buy him. I mean, even in Los Angeles, which is super duper liberal, as you know, all of our police are saying there are not enough of us to get to you. Mm-hmm. You have the right to protect yourself mm-hmm. in the 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes it takes for us to get to you.
All right. So now on the other side of this is the Senate landmark gun violence bill, the bipartisan bill that went through this week. It's up for final approval. So what does this, is this a complement to what we were just talking about in the Supreme Court? Is this something different? Are we going down two different angles, two different roads here, two different paths?
I think we're going to see this challenged pretty immediately, actually. I think the House is going to try to knock it down, but they won't. It'll pass. And unfortunately, the thing that I take issue with in this gun legislation, the one good thing that I like is I hate to say the money because I hate the fact that we have to spend more, but with mental health and getting people trained to recognize the signs of what's going on in the heads of these kids that turn out to be mass shooters, I think that is appropriate if that's what it takes to get people to recognize the signs. I don't know if you need training. I mean, if someone's slicing their face with a knife, that tells you that there's something going on.
There's something going on, yes.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if the training is what it takes, that's fine. But what I take issue with are the red flag laws because it allows for full weaponization of giving people in charge the ability to decide who gets to defend themselves and who doesn't.
All right. So then how do we, and I don't want to spend, we spend a lot of time on this because it is something that has become we're very passionate about this in our conversations. But the problem of gun violence in America is worse here now than it has been, it seems. Maybe that's the news media, maybe that's social media. But also if you compare us to other nations that we like to compare ourselves to. And then the whole business about guns here, guns on the street, the shoot 'em ups in cities like Chicago every weekend. I think there were 14 people killed in Chicago last weekend. So what do we do if, in fact, this gun safety bill doesn't pass or it doesn't get challenged or we have other things that get challenged? Because the Supreme Court really hasn't taken up that many gun bills in the last, in my memory anyway. So how then do we address this business? Is there something new here, or is it saying, well, give more people guns and they'll protect themselves and we'll have less gun violence? That's not something that's sold very easily to the American public.
But it also needs to go into who is getting the guns. Who are we giving the guns to? Not everybody should have the guns.
No. But then back to, is there at least some agreement on who shouldn't have guns? Is that part of the bill?
I think it depends who you ask. Yeah.
Convicted felons shouldn't have guns, and unfortunately, like in El Monte, where I live in California, a felon had a gun, and he shot two police officers and killed them, in a full ambush. And so I think the first thing to do is enforce the laws that are already on the books, which are typically not being done already. I do believe that this legislation is going to pass, the bipartisan legislation. I don't love it because I feel like if someone says a mom who is passionate at a school board meeting gets put on the no-fly list, well, that's an argument to not give her a gun. And is that constitutional? So, I want to see stuff that's going to work, that's going to stop these shootings. And I don't believe, unfortunately, that really anything in this bipartisan bill will stop the next one. And I think it's designed to make
somehow
people feel good.
It's psychological approach. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it makes people feel good. Right.
Domestic violence. Anybody who's been accused of that should not have a weapon.
In a moment, perhaps a cursory look at number three on the countdown list, the January 6th committee, the hearings. I listened to some of it this week, and I was actually quite interested and intrigued with the people and some of the things they had to say. I'm sure Jennifer has something to say about it, and we'll get to that after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is expanding the curriculum and adding locations to its premier training program designed to add more specialty-trained automotive technicians to a fast-growing field that now includes electric vehicles. The initiative, known as Automotive Student Services Educational Training, ASSET, is a collaboration between Ford Motor Company, Ford and Lincoln dealers, and select community colleges and technical schools. For more automotive tech stories, you can go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, because we don't have enough time to really do justice to the discussion of January 6th, I want to spend a moment or two on number four, the COVID thing. Moderna now says that a COVID-19 variant shot is going to be ready by late summer. Who's going to take it? I don't know that I will. Jay, you want to take that shot?
I'm not sure. The last booster really messed me up.
Yeah. And Jennifer, you aren't because it doesn't agree with you anyway. So I'm wondering who I'm thinking there's a burnout factor here among people in the country. Enough already of this. Everybody, as Dr. Ken Cronow says, everybody's going to get this whether you like it or not. So why go through the anxiety of the shots? It's 21 after the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The hour now on the overview. We call this the weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the input from Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program and me, Doug Steffen. Just some of the ways we've handled these conversations with the input as the week continues. There are different bits and pieces of commentary that are necessary to bolster up our discussions. The social media impact here, comments from socials. Jay, we were just talking about COVID. There are a lot of people wondering, as I just did, sort of not too subtly, enough. Okay, enough of the shots, enough of the conversation. So what are you getting for feedback when people are asked about public figures getting COVID, because it becomes headline news. This guy got COVID. So it's what?
It was Dr. Fauci got COVID. That's news. Maya Bialik was dealing with COVID. That's news. And it's kind of like, well, maybe in 2020 when it was still new and people weren't really sure what was happening, it seemed more notable and newsworthy that celebrities and public figures were getting COVID. At this point, it's kind of not, and that's what a lot of people are chiming in about on social media. Shirley Goodson points out that for musicians, it still might be newsworthy. For instance, Chris Stapleton is the latest to postpone a show due to a positive COVID test. So that makes sense, because tours are getting paused or canceled, having to be rescheduled. Carol Yappel says, I don't need to know the status of people's health that are not in my circle.
Right. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to the gun situation that we were just talking about, because there's more feeling, there's strong feelings as we look at the bipartisan nature of this. So what are people saying, some of our listeners, when it comes to the gun, at least the gun bill?
Yeah, David Young chimes in. These laws don't stop people who want to commit crimes. The people who will be affected are those that won't hurt anyone. What we need is more mental health facilities and more help for these people. Michael Mossy says, the government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. When we can't control it, it will burn everything down.
Wait a minute. Hold on to that for a second. Let's try that again. Government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. That's an interesting thought, actually.
Yeah. I heard that. It will burn everything down.
Yeah. That's an interesting point of view. And there's something to be, one of the reasons I'm thankful for this input from folks is because it does give us something interesting to think about. And it's not that I don't want to take phone calls on some of these things. It's just that my attitude toward phone callers, not that it needs to be aired my laundry in public, I just think that it takes us a long time to find a good caller. In this circumstance, you can get to the heart of the comment and not all of the, hey, thanks for letting me on the phone, or thanks for taking my call, or, you know, all that other BS that gets on the air. We get right to the point here. All right, what else do you have?
Alan Taylor Black says hopefully it'll be a start to ending the insanity. And Shannon Shepherd chimes in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution? This is treasonous by our standards.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Jennifer, you want to take a shot at that? Why are politicians who are American citizens trying to violate the Constitution? What is that? Sounds like a blanket statement. And once again,
yeah.
Don't
can
mess
you
with my
hear
guns.
Me, by the way?
Yeah, we can
yeah.
hear you. Now.
Okay,
yeah.
good. I didn't know if you could hear me or not before. I don't know exactly what that means other than, read it to me one more time and put it in context for me, Jay.
So regarding the bipartisan deal on gun violence, Shannon Shepherd weighs in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution?
Yeah,
this is
so,
treasonous by our standards.
Yeah, because, and I don't know if you could say it's treasonous, certainly, but it's definitely in opposition to the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment fully says that our rights to have and to bear arms shall not be infringed upon. And so you've got people going to Washington who are specifically looking to infringe on those rights, or who that sometimes think that the Constitution isn't our governing body, that thinks it should be thrown out, or some people think it's a living, breathing document, and that's obviously not the case.
Got it. Okay, ladies, we continue. It's 28 after the hour.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As 15 GOP senators join Democrats to pass gun control legislation Thursday, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the red flag law will not prevent another Uvalde, Texas-type school shooting.
Passing a red flag law, largely ineffective, I would guess, in preventing this from ever happening.
Mexican President Obrador is heading to the White House next month to meet with President Biden. Lawmakers are calling for Obrador's assistance in combating the flow of fentanyl into the United States. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, the Republican, will submit a sworn recorded statement to the Fulton County District Attorney's Office next month for an investigation into President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Kemp is the highest political figure in Georgia to be subpoenaed and to testify before the district attorney's special grand jury focused on the case. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wisconsin 2020 election investigator admits to destroying records. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, his testimony in a Dane County courtroom, said he deleted accounts from the 2020 election investigation. The judge chided him for delivering contradicting remarks and disparaged the work his investigation had done as minimal. Gableman is facing three open records lawsuits. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax Thursday that passing a red flag law is largely ineffective and would not stop another Uvalde-type tragedy from happening.
Yeah, I don't think it would stop it in any way. I don't think it's going to be effective. I think what is effective is protecting these children at the point of entry, having school administrators and teachers ready to respond. Passing a red flag law, largely ineffective, I would guess, in preventing this from ever happening. And I certainly don't think that's the right direction to go, because what we're talking about is people here that are not going to follow laws. They're not going to follow murder laws. They're not going to follow gun laws. They will find ways to get guns. And if you start restricting law-abiding citizens, it just makes it difficult for law-abiding citizens to protect themselves.
The Biden administration announced Thursday it will send Ukraine another $450 million in military aid to help the country fend off Russia. The Department of Defense said the new aid packages include four long-range rocket launchers, as well as 36,000 artillery rounds. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
An arm of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Good Day Show. You can follow us, by the way, at gooddayshow.com, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, on Twitter, Good Day On Air. So, taking Jay and Doug and adding Jennifer Horn to the mix, we go through as many of these things. I've gone through the story list. I don't know if I do these... I do so much of this, I forget whether I've actually on the air done the list. I'm not sure I have. Have I, ladies, done the lists? I don't think I have.
No, not the people's list.
All right. So, the people list has Putin at 10, Musk at 9, Harris at 8, DeSantis at 7, Pence at 6, McCarthy at 5, Katie Britt at 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Trump at 2, and Biden at 1. On the story list, the economy is number one. The political realities and the primary results from this past week are 2. January 6th, number 3. COVID is 4. The gun stuff is 5. Civil rights is 6. The Supreme Court, well, not just Supreme Court, the whole discussion of abortion rights is 7. The war in Ukraine is 8. Imagine that. It was number one for me. I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to judge. What we all have our own sort of list in our mind, and I still think the problem in Ukraine has more significance on all of us than anything else that's here. Perhaps save the economy. And the economy is actually tied to the war because it's been caused, most of it, by the war and some of it by social spending and that sort of thing. Anyway, let's get to number...
You know what? I'm surprised didn't make the list. It's the 50th anniversary of Title IX. That was a pretty big deal. Actually.
Yeah, that actually is what you want to spend a minute on. It's women's rights in sports.
Women's sports, schools,
and stuff, right?
And I actually got to do something really cool. I don't know if you had a chance to see or if when we chatted or social media, but so one of the things that President Nixon doesn't get credit for, well, everything, right? Because everything about Nixon's always Watergate.
Right.
He did really cool things. Like
which was the 50th anniversary of that in the past. Right?
I know, that's right. Imagine that.
Yeah, right.
But he founded the EPA. He also passed Title IX, which allows for women to have more or to have, you know, kind of equal, more equity in opportunities for scholarships and for team sports and such at the high school and college levels. And so they invited me to the Nixon Library this week to host a panel with three Olympians. It was really cool. Carrie Walsh Jennings.
Really? Yeah,
from beach volleyball fame, and Courtney Mathewson, who played water polo, Janet Evans, who was a gold medal swimmer. And it was really neat. And the person who was there to talk about Title IX was the former Secretary of Commerce who was brought into the Nixon administration. Her name's Barbara Franklin. When Nixon took a concerted effort to try to bring more women into the White House, which Bill Clinton thanked him for years later,
yeah.
And that was a joke.
But Bill Clinton had a great relationship with Nixon, and in fact, if you remember,
they did, actually, yeah.
if you remember the funeral. The Clinton took the lead.
It was one of his best speeches, I think.
It was.
The eulogy of Bill, Clinton gave
Richard Nixon. Yeah, right. It really was. Nixon, you're right, was much maligned. It all became about Watergate and what he said about, you know, on the tape about Jews and black people and stuff. And that's all important, but it isn't the only thing that he ought to be, as with anybody. We're not.
Yeah.
We ought not to be judged by just a singular issue or a singular occurrence in our lives. Oftentimes, that's unfortunately the case. What's Alec Baldwin thought of? What comes to mind immediately when you think of Alec Baldwin? The shooting on the set of Rust. I'm just using that as an example. But there seems to be one thing. That if it's negative, especially, what is it? The old
people
takes 30 years to build up somebody's reputation, 30 seconds to knock it down.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of that, I chuckle because I know where Jennifer's going to go with this. Although I don't know, it's pretty hard to get away from some of this stuff that's being said about Trump and the January 6th hearings. And so, as we look at this House Select Committee, I listened to the wrap-up. I listened to actually some of the testimony. I happened to be in my truck driving around, so I was listening on public radio to the public hearings. And so even though there are way more Democrats than Republicans on the group and
there's nobody that's been appointed from the minority party.
Well, how did Liz Cheney get on it?
She was not appointed by the minority party. She was put on because of Nancy Pelosi.
She was put on because, right, okay. Well, at any rate, did they ask or they never asked?
And is it? Oh, no, they were asked.
So why didn't they put somebody on?
So here's how it goes. This is actually the reason, and believe me, I'm one of the few people probably in conservative talk radio actually listening to these things because I want to know what they're saying and how they're presenting it. And most of this information that's already come out has already been out in the public sphere. And that's why I don't think it's like the big bombshell that they're selling it to be.
Except that nobody paid attention prior to this.
Because I think people did.
Just,
it was coming out, you know, it was coming out piecemeal instead of all at one time. You know, so like here, this would come out, that would come out. This is just they're weaving it all together. But this is the first time, I believe, in our nation's history where the minority party tried to have people put on this panel and Nancy Pelosi turned them down. So Kevin McCarthy, and that's the reason he's on the list this week, is that he was trying to get his people, Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, you know, people from the Republican Party on this committee to make it fair, like you do when you are the minority leader in the House of Representatives. And Nancy Pelosi turned down all of those people. And so that's why Kevin McCarthy...
How did she get away with that?
because she's the head. In the House, they let you create your own rules. And so because she's the leader, she got to create her own rules. Mm-hmm. So Kevin McCarthy said, fine, Republicans aren't participating in this, and walked away. It was only Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger who came to the table and said, well, we'll do it. And that's because they don't have any real interests of the party. And look, it's very clear what this is.
Well, why should the party be ahead of the truth?
Well, ask that for the Democrats. They're the ones who are in charge of this.
I'm just asking it in general. Never mind party.
I
can't stand partisan politics, and that's all that drives this country these days.
Okay, forget politics for a second. But when you have someone who is either, like, for instance, in a courtroom, you don't just have a prosecution or you don't just have a defense. You have both so that people can present as close to the full story as possible. Right now, no one is giving you anything from the other side. They're giving you testimony heard in bits and pieces without a lot of context. And so you've got Bill Barr saying this is BS. Well, what did he say before and after that? He's come out and kind of closed the loop on what he said before and after that people in the hearing will never hear, because they're only showing you one thing.
Well, I mean, but they did have testimony from people actually there. Beside the clips that they have, they've had a dozen or so people in these hearings that actually testified.
But no one's cross-examined them.
Well, what would be the context? I mean, no matter how you shake it, Trump doesn't look good. Now, maybe they're trying to make him not look good.
That's the goal of the
committee. But what's the purpose? So that he won't run for president again?
There's two things that they're after. One, they don't want him to run for president again because they know in this situation he's going to win. In fact, all the polling right now that's out indicates in a head-to-head matchup with Biden, Trump wins by multiple points now.
Why would Biden run again? I mean, they're going to be nuts putting him out again.
That's where it stands today. And then you also have the fact that they are going to advance getting rid of the Electoral College, which I know you're a fan of. But
yep, I like that idea.
I'm not.
I get it.
And I don't think that this is an so-called insurrection is the reason for them to blow up our voting system. It just doesn't seem like you can connect dots on that.
Well, one item, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we spend the whole time on it. That's an interesting perspective, and I think it's an important one to have. That's why you're here, Jennifer, in part. Jennifer Horn, along with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. In a moment, what is going on in Ukraine with Ukrainians? What's going on with... That's up next here. So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com. And the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
He got it? ZipRecruiter.com/free. Got it. Okay. 45 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The next item is what's going on in, excuse me, Ukraine. I was about to say the Ukraine, and then I would get lambasted by the two. They are not there, Ukraine. It's Ukraine. All right. So now,
like the beauty pageant lady who, when she said, she was asked a question, she said, well, I'd like to help the Iraq.
What about the 405? What about the 101?
The 10.
Yeah, the 10. Okay, so European Union leaders apparently are ready to move Ukraine into position as a candidate for membership. So what will this do? The 27 other nations there, does this push the Russians away? Aren't they already doing as much as they can? There's an economic benefit to this, amongst other things. But this whole thing, I was really surprised it moved down to number 8 this week. So what do we think, ladies?
I think it's surprising that it we've lost interest, It's just as a country, people aren't talking about
it. How can you lose interest? It's causing the inflation.
Well,
it's ruining the economy, the cost of gasoline. Good God.
Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden's not a big help either, but
gas prices, because they were so high, that's how Putin could afford to actually go into Ukraine. That's how he was able to do it, because gas went up above $80 a barrel. It enriched him, gave him enough to strengthen.
So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? The war causes the prices to go up, or the prices went up and that helps the war effort?
Prices were already up by like $2 before the invasion even started.
They're trying to call this Putin's
war because they don't want to have that as part of their legacy. But what I would say, and the reason Jerome Powell's on your piece,
well, it is though. Come on, Jennifer, it is Putin's war. It is Putin's war. Well, Putin attacked Ukraine.
Of course, this is Putin's war, but I'm saying that it's not all Putin's war that we're feeling at the gas pump or that we're seeing inflate our economy. It's the trillions of dollars in spending that have happened. And
no drilling and no sources that we should be having.
Right, we're no longer an energy producer, we're an energy consumer.
Yeah, but
Jerome Powell's on the list for saying this week in a hearing, when asked, is this Putin's fault? He had to come out and split himself because he's under oath from Joe Biden, who said, no, we've had these inflationary conditions before Putin even started any of this.
Yeah, it's like a perfect storm. Meanwhile, this week in Ukraine, it's been the worst week for 8 or 9 weeks, actually, since the fall of Mariupol. The last couple of days especially, there have been some smaller villages that have been taken over and ransacked. People just killed, brought out in the street and machine gunned.
Two Americans who got picked up. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear that story. What's that?
Guys who went to volunteer to help Ukraine, which is, God love
them. As mercenary soldiers or just to go over and help?
I don't know. And I don't know if they went over as contractors or if they went over as true volunteers, but they're two guys from Alabama who got picked up by Russians, and they're being kept in Donetsk. And the problem with that is that in Russia, the death penalty is outlawed, but in Ukraine, it is not. And so there are a lot of people who believe these guys have been already videotaped being beaten and tortured, that they could find themselves at the other end of a firing squad if the United States can't negotiate getting them out of there.
Well, so what? And that goes along with the NBA. What's the lady's name? Griner.
Yeah.
What's going on with her?
Still waiting on her next court hearing. What is that? July 2nd.
Yeah, which is all a scam anyway. I mean, these are sham court hearings, right?
Of course they are. Ridiculous.
They're
and they keep pushing the date back.
Prisoner.
Apparently,
she was supposed to have some call, I think, with her wife, and that somehow got moved around. So they're not treating these people well, but Brittany Griner, at least, is in Russia, so they can't beat the heck out of her, but they can keep her for a long time.
Yeah. And then there's the latest Western brand to leave Russia is Nike. They said, we made a decision to leave. Why didn't they make it earlier? That would be my question. What's taking so long?
Yeah,
exactly. Read the room. Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
That's the sound of the car the Jetsons make when they're driving. That's what their car sounds like. It's car talk time, and a man who is speaking, Nick Miles, is here from rautoexpert.com. I'm Doug Steffen with news this week from the car world. Actually, this is sort of off the wall, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because you are an expert in all things car. So the question has emerged this week, with several absolutely stupid, hysterical, when I say hysterical, I mean people are hysterical when they see children alone inside of a hot car. And what a couple of times this week, I think a couple of youngsters died. Heat stroke can happen when temperatures are, you know, if it's 57 outside but the car is all closed up, it's 20, 30, 40 degrees with the sun beating in the windows. How can people be so stupid to leave a child unattended in a car? It just
Yeah, you're right, Doug. Absolutely right. 56 children die a year every year inside hot cars. It's an ongoing problem, and it takes a matter of somewhere between 3 and 10 minutes for the temperature to climb outside a vehicle in the sun. An unknown number of pets are dying inside cars as well.
All the time.
And just leaving a crack in the window is not sufficient to allow enough air circulation. There are companies out there who have solutions. Hyundai has a motion detection system inside their vehicle.
Really?
Inside.
How does that work?
So if anything moves inside the vehicle, it sends, horn sounds and a beep to your
cell phone.
And then if you do not respond within, a minute or two, then it will send a signal to their concierge service. And if you don't respond to a phone call, then they send emergency services to the vehicle. So they've got it nailed down.
several other people like OnStar have systems, and Toyota are developing a system exactly the same with their new autonomous cars that are coming in a few years where the car will actually go and get help.
Really? So, the car goes to get help.
Yeah,
that sounds really a little off the wall. So that reminds me of something I saw this week. PBS had a sort of a Nova special with Elon Musk trying to convince people that his cars are okay when they're on autopilot. And the PBS interviewer managed to make mincemeat out of that with several things. Why Elon Musk was driving the car. I don't know if you saw this or not, but maybe you've had the same experience. These people who buy a Tesla and they think they're getting an automatic car, you got to be nuts. Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Right? So,
well, so first of all, what you need to know about self-piloting cars is in America, level two is the only thing that is legal. And in level two, the driver is still absolutely 100% responsible. And the way Tesla get away with it is that 1 second before impact, the controls are returned to the driver.
Ah,
now,
perfect.
Doug, I don't know if you are capable of stopping an accident 1 second before you run into the back of the fire.
My reflexes are good,
truck.
Pal, but they're not that good.
Exactly. So I'm not capable of avoiding hitting the back of a fire truck within 1 second. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. So that's how they get away with it.
All right. So long as we're talking about electric or Teslas anyway, other electric cars that are being built, everybody's going into the weird, wild world of electric cars. I see the Mercedes has a new one. So is there any end to this? Is everybody going to market these things and then everybody's going to have them and nobody's going to be able to get the power? The power grid will collapse and people will be in the middle of the highway thinking, oh, why did I do this? I think that's the unheard question, right?
You're right. There's three things stopping Americans really embracing this. The power grid is definitely one of them. Range anxiety is another one, and price, too.
What's range anxiety? What do you explain that, will you?
Well, electric vehicles don't go, gas vehicles can go 600 miles on a single tank, right? Electric vehicles, 100 miles was where we sort of started with these vehicles. So let's start with this. Electric vehicles aren't for everybody. Mm-hmm. All right, that has to be really clear. Like, nobody should be forced to have electric vehicles, if that starts to happen, you'll find me at the front of the line defending everybody's right not to drive an electric vehicle. Electric vehicles are interesting, and we should play with them and experiment with them. And they say you have to have one, you'll find a big uproar. But Mercedes have sort of been playing with this, and they now have this QFXX vehicle, QEXX, I think it's called, that they just got 746 miles out of.
Really?
In one single charge. Yeah.
Wow.
So I said to them, I said, listen, guys, if you say it can do that, let me drive it.
All right,
and
let
check
me try
it out.
All right, so do it and report to us next week. Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com, 59 after the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.